I think this is a relatively unique and historic partnership that includes a focus on choice, charter, and public school students. And the focus is really on the children and not on where they go to school per se, but really how all students are doing and helping all students achieve. And there couldn't be a more important issue for the future of this community than the educational attainment of all children.
How will the success of Milwaukee Succeeds be measured? In other words, how will you keep track of how well you're doing?
Well, we'll do it through this kind of annual report card to the community. So we have set some aggressive goals that we hope to meet by 2020. And along the way, we will be reporting to the community about how we're doing. So this milestone report, another way to say it is it's a baseline report by which we will measure progress over time.
Ellen Gilligan is the president and chief executive officer of the Greater Milwaukee Foundation. Mike Soyka is with us as well. He is the director of Milwaukee Succeeds. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
The actual benchmarks call for some aggressive outcomes, really. Double the number of children in the Wisconsin Shares Early Care Program that receive care at high star rated care centers. How are you going to go about doing that?
A couple of ways that we can begin to look at increasing the number of kids in high quality early care centers. One is we have a large group of nonprofit organizations looking at what exactly it takes to help increase the number of high-quality child care centers, those who might be at a two-star or a three-star rating, and helping them to move to a three or a four or a five-star rating. So we're looking at avenues to increase that. And the other avenue that we're looking to explore is how can we help to educate parents on the importance of making sure that their kids attend a high-quality early childhood center.
There are also educational milestones here, and I can kind of group them together by saying they call for improvements in math and reading skills. How are you going to effectively reach them?
Third grade reading. We have groups that are looking at improving and increasing the amount of tutoring that children get. And also in that area, we have groups that are looking at how to better help parents prepare their kids for school and to help them in their own reading at home. And also looking at teachers and how can we help to get teachers to learn from other more experienced teachers, coaching and mentoring. But the other big part of this, and one of the reasons that we printed the milestone report, is that it has to be more than the groups, hundreds of groups working in the networks. It has to be a community response. And at the back, we have a call to action in our report that lays out very specific things that people can do if you are a parent or a caregiver or if you are a volunteer or if you are a church leader. There's a role for everybody in this.
The Boys and Girls Clubs have had homework clubs over the years. MPS has had the Lighted Schoolhouse for many years. All of these as an outreach to keep students learning even beyond the school day. What you're suggesting here takes that, it seems, to another level. Why might it succeed when some of these other activities came up short?
Well, I wouldn't say that these other activities came up short. I would just say that there's much more that we all can do. And what we do differently is you named several organizations like the Boys and Girls Club and Children's Outing Association and others, and they are all working with us. And what we are saying together is that let's identify some very specific practices that we know can make a difference in the numbers that we're looking at, and how can we collectively adopt that? We're identifying together what we can do. We're focusing on a single measure or a single activity, and in that, I think we'll make a difference.
Mike Soyka is the director of Milwaukee Succeeds. Mike, thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you, Bob.